to make sure you guys pay attention to the class, we need to do a homework. The homework is writing sermon notes. You got to come up with a sermon topic and 3 points of the 3 points, and every 3 points, you should have another 3 sub-points to support your points. I'm going to write it down over there later on. Therefore, hopefully you can be more attentive in the class because you need to do your homework. Again, some people ask, is this the only way to do it? No, it's not. If you feel like I need to do just pray and read Bible and you can preach, that's fine too. I mean, you this is your gift. You can do this. But since we have chance to learn, and this is a very traditional TCAC way of presenting sermon, I want to share with you this way. This is how I was taught in the TTP school, and this the standard styles that we used. But of course, some workers who are more gifted, they may not follow these type of styles. So we talk about you need to have a topic. Okay, we talk about how do you come up with a topic already? It's from Bible verse. It's from major ideas of the Bible. And make sure when you put a topic, do not the topic. Make sure it is not too strong, too strict, too harsh. For example, if your title said that all homosexual over here shall die, people shall die, shall go to hell. This type of title is too harsh. Okay, we know that homosexuality is wrong according to the Bible, but you don't want to put this as a title. And do not make the titles too secular. For example, you like Jeremy Lin, then you will say that let's learn something from Jeremy Lin, or lessons from Jeremy Lin. Something like that. This is too secular. This has nothing to do with the Bible. Or too secular. Or too political. My observation concerning my observation about the debate between Donald Trump and Bill Clinton. This is not right place to share about those political issues. So this is too political. Not too direct. Sometimes you go to a church, many people keep Sabbath day, maybe too late, right? You try to say, too direct sometimes is not too, you need to think about it, right? The too direct means that, well, if you go to other countries, many people have stores, and really they send representative to come to keep Sabbath day. And sometimes you can be very direct, saying that, members, something like very negative, observe Sabbath day, otherwise you offend commandment, something like that. It's a bit too direct to me, myself. Again, all the lessons is my personal feeling for your reference. Or too dandiao, how do you say dandiao? Too monotonous, monotonous. Thank you. Too monotonous. Like you can talk about the topic could be the life of Esau. It's a good topic, life of Esau. But I change it to a life in red. I like the topic because when I think about Esau's life, it's all have to do with red. Well, I don't have time to share about it, but again, make it sounds more interesting if it is possible. But of course, if you cannot find it, make it sounds more interesting, the life of Esau is fine also. Too broad, you cannot focus. For example, your topic is the love of God. The love of God is too broad. You can talk about many things concerning the love of God, right? But if you talk about the love of God on the cross, or Jesus' love on the cross, you narrow down to where his love when he was crucified. Because Again, if it is too broad, people might lose their focus. Or too difficult to understand. The wording too difficult to understand. For example, 初seeker cannot understand. This is Chinese term, 保慧师. Do you understand what is 保慧师 when you first come to TJC? Right? It's a very, 保慧师 is a Chinese term. It's a very Bible term. You don't find it other places. Actually, in English, it's helper or counselor. So you want to talk about Holy Spirit? You use 保慧师. Well, to avoid that some, especially in evangelical service, right? Avoid some too specific religious term. That if you use it, make sure you explain about it. Otherwise, it will be a little bit too difficult. Good topic really will help a lot of people. People will be touched. For example, if your topic is that God's grace is sufficient for me. Now, when people come into the church, look at, oh, God's grace is sufficient for me. They feel very warm. They feel very very comforted. Maybe especially those people who are in difficulties. Very positive message. Very, very good. For example, give all burdens to God because he cares for you. This is all from the Bible. This is all very encouraging, very wonderful topics. This is an example of how do you use topics, right? And then organize the sermon. This is your homework, right? The sermon, as a beginner, many times we like you to write down every word you're going to say because you might forget certain words. But when you become a more advanced speaker, you just write outlines and your homework is only need to hand in outlines, right? So basically, the outline, we call it now you need a topic, right? The topic, for example, is Alive in Red. I'm talking about Esau's life, right? Alive in Red, for example, right? And you have 3 points. Usually, we teach people to do 3 points, but 3 points is not dead, it's not absolute. You can have 2 points, you can have 4 points, it's okay. But usually, we teach people to mention 3 points. So first point is a red body. Esau has a red body, right? Talk about because his red body, healthy body, he enjoyed hunting in the wildernesses, right? And then red thing. The Bible really used red thing, actually, but it's a red soup. He did not know what is it. The Bible used thing, right? And then red eyes. This is considered Esau's life. And then So this is your homework, for example, and you got to have three points over here. Maybe we say A, B, C, okay? A, B, C. A, B, C. A, B, C. Now, of course, you're talking about red body, talk about his healthy body, right? Then you got to have something from the Bible. If a person have a good body, usually he might do his own stuff, you know. And second one, also with a Bible verse. Because TCC preach, we all based on Bible. So you notice that no matter which preacher go up there or which sermon speaker go up there, they keep flipping Bible. Do you notice that? They flip Bible, extend Bible, and then flip Bible, extend Bible, right? Do you notice that? That's how our sermon note was written. So I say, Esau have red body. I have a verse from Genesis, right? And then I have some teaching. I want to talk about other people have a red have a wonderful strength. Maybe Samson, maybe other people. I always use Bible references to talk about red body. Understand my point? And then the last one without Bible verse is application. For example, we have. Actually, red body not only talk about he's good physically. He's very wonderful physical guy. But the Bible says he was the first one using the quiver bags, 箭袋, quiver, just quiver. He's the first one using quiver, 箭袋. And he's the one that really able to mingle with the mainstream society. So with his red body, maybe you can talk about some application about, so what happened when you have red body, you are physically talented in a church, will you be like Esau or not? Right? You bring back the Asian story into nowadays situation. Do we have a member who are very sporty, right? And he end up do not come to church all the time. He's always in the field, never like Jacob coming into the tent. Now this is you again. I always like to use this word: "Word become flesh," right? Word become flesh. Original meaning is that God become a man, right? Right? But in perspective of sermon, words. Words are set up in heaven. 安定在天永远不变, set up in heaven, never change. That is the word of God. But it is so above, up there, so abstract. How can members truly able to touch it with your own hands? They can smell it, they can touch it, they can see it. Really have to do with, after you share the story about 3,400 years ago, written by Moses, now what does it have to do with me? It is always the third point, right? So people can relate it to, if my children or myself, I am very talented guy physically, am I be able to be in a tent? Or tent means that the house of God. Or I always got wandering around in the wildernesses. This is called application. The same thing, red soups, right? Red soups. Actually, there's a point from the Bible, you can analyze this. Actually, he did not really know what is it. Again, when I said this is Bible verse, right, in Genesis. He did not really know what is that. He only see something red. He did not know what is the content inside. Huh? You always have Bible verses to support this red thing, and then you have application. Huh? So your homework is to write a sermon note based on this type of format. Any questions? Now you will pay attention to the class, I think. Yes. At least you need to have 11 verses. Topic is from the Bible. If it is from the Bible, you have verse. Then you have one verse here, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, right? So sometimes you don't have verses over here. Maybe you have verse over here. So anyway, so every section have 3 verses. So total is 9 verses, yeah? And then one verse concerning topic is 10, right? And then one verse in conclusion, so it's 11. So usually, if you pay attention to a very experienced sermon speaker, they might flip around 11 times in one sermon. Of course, they might speak more than 11 verses, but they do not flip to it because it takes a lot of time to flip to the Bible. They might simply talk about, in this book, in this verse, Bible says this is blah, blah, and blah. But he did not, please open to Gospel John chapter 5 verse something, right? You only say the content of verse. But to invite members to flip is around 9 to 11 times. Because if you keep flipping, you don't have time to expand it, the message. Understand my point? Okay, you have this concept. Let's talk about organize of sermon. We call it 三段九条, 3 subtopics and 9 points. So this is 3 subtopics. And every one have 3 points, so totally 9 points. This is a standard TJC way of teaching people to give a sermon. If you learn this, you utilize this type of format, I think God will bless you. And the arrangement of this is order. Usually you want to go from very abstract, a very concrete to abstract. From concrete to abstract, usually. For example, if your topic is that God will take care of you, this is your topic, right? God will take care of you. First point is that earthly father love you. Second point is that God's love surpasses a father's love. Then third point is that we are his children of the Heavenly Father, and he will take care of you. So you started from earthly father's love. Then second point, you talk about, but the Bible says if a mother forget about the baby in the bosom, even a mother will never forget about a baby in her bosom, but even if a mother forget about it, the Lord will never forget you, about you, right? So this is, talk about God's love is much more than heaven's, a human being's love. Then talk about father's love, the third point. Father's love, father is up there, so abstract. So you talk about concrete things first. So it's from concrete to abstract. Understand my point? Yes or no? Okay. Another one is from superficial to deep, 从浅到深, from shallow to deep. Shallow, more shallow and more deep. For example, if your topic is that God is omnipotent, then first point you say, God knows our behavior. Then second point you say, God knows our speech. Third point you say, God knows our minds and thoughts. Behavior is easy to see, it's shallow. Speech, sometimes speech is from your heart, a little bit harder, right? And then thoughts is even deeper. So this there is always going from shallow to deep. Understand my point? Are you with me? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Oops, what do we do? Not only from shallow to deep, it is from according to the sequence of story. This one is according to the sequence of story. You read the Genesis about Esau's story. It introduced his body first, then red soup first, red thing first. Then later he cried because he cannot receive any blessings. Red eyes. And when you write it down, make sure everything are related. For example, because I'm talking about red, his life in red, I want to make sure first one talk about red. This one talk about red. This one also talk about red. Make sure you do not go beyond the scope of your theme, right? Understand my point. And then it go in this case it go by sequence of the story. Okay. And then yeah, that's about it. Now, you have your sermon written already. You want to present about your sermon. Usually, you need to have an introduction. Introduction always comes with blessings. Can we all stand up, please? Everybody stand up. If you are tired, what do? Stand up at the back, right? So since we are all tired, so we all stand up and listen. Because I stand up too, right? It's only fair, everybody stand up. Okay, so introduction, really, because this is the house of God. When Jesus first came out to preach, he gave a beatitude, 八福. The message started with beatitude, huh? So in the church, we started with blessing. So if you pay attention to the speaker, they always bless member first. For example, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak, right? May the grace of God be with you all. It's always start with, may the grace or peace of God be with you all. It's not a format. It's a way to tell people that indeed this is a place of blessing. You come to worship God, God will bless you. So the greeting, come with the words of blessing. If you read the Pauline later, very beginning, you also start with blessings, greeting and blessings. Is that right? Okay, so make sure you bless member first, right? Because now you are sent it by God to give messages. Therefore, God wants to use your mouth to bless the congregation. And then, how do you start introduction? There are several ways I offer over here. Number one is that you do not have a better way. Just introduce your structure. What are you going to talk about it? For example, today I'm going to talk about Esau's story. And Esau's story, if you think about it, he lived in a place called Edom. Edom means red. So he lived in a red area. The place is by Red Sea. And the red means dark, right? Red is also very attractive. In our life, something could be very attractive, but God wants us to stop. Don't go there. So today I want to talk about Esau's story, share 2 points, 3 points, blah, blah, blah. Then introduce your structure. Then audience will understand what you are trying to say later on. This is the simplest way for introduction. If you have a better way, you can start with life experiences. For example, you want to talk about earthquake. I mentioned that I share a topic called Yao Yao Huang Huang Xiang Diao Chuan, Shake Like a Heart. Shake Like a Heart is a verse come from the book of Isaiah. I start with, last week I have an earthquake in my house. You know, midnight, the bed was shaking, and my wife was awakened, tell me what's going on, and start from there, right? A life experience concerning the earthquake. I start from there. A story, a life experience. Oh, a story, right? If you can find a story, Jesus is a very good storyteller. You can find a story before the main topic. You can talk about that story. Sit down, please. So over here, actually, you shall squeeze in an intro. And over here, there's a conclusion. So I'm talking about intro over here. Share a story. For example, when I talk about to face the frustration, I start with a story that my kids faced. Or I joined the race of my kids. My kids joined a school sprint. 短跑比赛, relay. Sprint, right? And I saw a lot of kids, right? When they started, because in our fourth grader, some people are very tall, some people are very short. When tall people run with short people, those short people very naturally fall behind, right? So they see, hey, the friends are already run so far away, they did not finish the race, they just walk out from the. This is frustration. This is a story that we can share before the whole service, how to face frustration. Or quote a saying from other people. For example, once I talk about do not worry about tomorrow. 不要为明天忧虑. And then I happen to know a Chinese very interesting saying. It says that 青山原不老,为雪白头, 绿水本无忧,阴风骤面. Meaning that the mountain is not worried, but because of snow, it looks like a white-haired man. The water is have no worry, but because of wind, you find wrinkles on her surface, on her face. Oh, this type of stuff is like quoting from society sayings. Like even Paul quoted from your poet says, right? You can start with that too, and then you will interest other people want to continue to listen. This is introduction. This is like appetizer. Before you eat a great meal, you have appetizer to open your stomach. So your introduction is like trying to make sure people really want to listen. Therefore, you come with a story first or an experience first. Again, this is not absolute. This is only for reference. And for introduction, don't make it too long because you have main body, you have 3 points to share, right? Introduction got to be short and sweet. Short and sweet, like appetizer, short and sweet. And do not share any introduction not related to your topic. It got to be topic related. For beginners, I suggest you, when you want to give a sermon, you can start with Bible character. To me, Bible character is the... Because Bible character usually come with a story about these people. And usually people enjoy listening to story. If a people's story have always have up and down. His life has 有情节啦，有故事情节. How do you say 故事情节? Drama? Huh? Plot? Really? Plot. Okay. Drama? Is that a good word? Drama? 高低起伏的情节, right? Usually, a character usually come with a lot of teachings, what we can learn from that character. So for a starter, for a beginner, if you start with Pauline later is verse after verse after verse. It's, if you do not truly know about the... When I first start my missionary, I figured out very difficult to teach Pauline later because it is no story behind. It's truth after truth after truth and no story. And it's very difficult for me just to preach things without story. For me, it's not very easy. That's why I start with Genesis. All the people, I would like, I try to find something to talk about it. And, you know, what I try to do is that I try to find a thread that can link through his whole life, right? You don't need this. Now make sure you present it, their good points, their bad points, their results, and what the Bible wants to learn from us. Most important thing is that how the New Testament comment about that character. Usually a lot of Old Testament, for example, Lot, Lord, right? There are some comment from New Testament about Lot. So when you talk about the Bible character, it's not from your imagination. It is because there are some Bible author have ideas. Holy Spirit already moved them to 盖棺论定, to tell these people's this person's good or bad. If the Bible really comment about this person, we shall try to always comment. And comment means that say good about it, right? If the Bible have negative comment about one person, usually you don't want to go against that too. Understand my point? Oh. Okay, so highlight their strengths and their weaknesses. Comment the Old Testament character by looking at New Testament. Huh? So, yeah, and if you can, yeah, introduce their life story, present teachings, that I think for the beginner it is good, right? I want to give you a few examples. This one example, the topic is the pillar on Rachel's tomb. The Bible said, highlight this, Jacob buried Rachel. And he is especially set a pillar on Rachel's tomb. Then I use this pillar to talk about Rachel's life, actually, right? Because I want to talk about Rachel. I don't know what is the thread, 一条线, to link about Rachel's life. Later on, the pillar, actually, to me, is that thread to link about his life. Huh? So the first point I talk about... This pillar is really expressed the love of Jacob. Jacob indeed loved Rachel. And therefore, he set up this pillar. Therefore, I talk about 人间有真爱. There are true love. There are true loves on earth, right? This is the third point of my first point, right? And then, second point, I talk about this pillar really talk about the life of Rachel. Rachel is a lucky girl, but not happy girl. 幸福不快乐. She was very well loved, but she is not a happy girl, happy lady. She liked to fight. She had jealousy heart. She did not know God. So conclusion of this story, of this is that you flip to the proverb saying that 美貌的妇人没有见识如同金环戴在猪鼻子上面. A beautiful girl without knowledge is like a golden ring put on a swine's nose. Swine? Swine? Swine's nose. Oh. And to me, Rachel is a beautiful girl without knowledge. The knowledge talking about knowledge of God. If she has knowledge of God, she will not eventually steal the idol. Oh, she will not have done that. She won't need to fight with her sister because she owned her husband totally, but she did not know anything about it. So, you know, in this world, there are so many city women, just like Rachel. They are so lucky. They are so beloved. But they are just not content about it. They want to fight more. They thought they do not have. But they really have. He had more than 100% from Rachel's love, Jacob's love. But I guess he did not. She really want to fight. So, yeah. This is the second point. Third point, from this pillar, you can see the end of a person's life. Right? Every pillar on the tomb talk about the end of... And Rachel's end of life is very pitiful. The Bible, especially in the book of Matthew, talk about she cried for her baby. From the Bible, you can see that she do not want to die. Even though, that's why she named her son Son of Sorrow. Ben-Oni. He named her son Ben-Oni. But later on, Jacob do not like the name. He changed it to Benjamin, the son of right hand, instead of son of sorrow. So you can see that she was reluctant to die. She was very painfully to die. She feel like, I'm still young. Why do I need to die? Why God is not fair to me? And stuff, right? But what can you do? You are beautiful, but yet you are beautiful. You have a lot of love from your husband. But no matter what, the end is still a coffin, a tomb, maybe 3 by 7, 3 by 5. A dust eventually. Now when you talk about then this is highlighted the life of Rachel. So I use that tomb as a thread to talk about her life. And then I talk about this already. I'm not going to repeat it. Okay. After I just mentioned about using Bible character, I strongly suggest a beginner to speak about sermon. You truly select a Bible character to start with. Any question concerning your homework, you can start your homework. You can find a Bible character to write your sermon notes. Right? Now, besides Bible character, second easiest to me is you have an event. That may be done by Jesus or performed by a prophet, then you try to bring out teachings from that event. This is second easiest way, huh? Bible's events are miracles. You observe the processes. What caused this miracle? What is the beginning? What is the end? What is the in the middle? You know, when you read a Bible story, don't read it as if you are very familiar with it. Try to put your shoes on author's, put your feet on author's shoes. Try to walk slowly and see what happened. Because sometimes Bible may omit some detail, but that details could only be possible. For example, when you talk about Jesus loved children, right? Jesus said that the Bible said Jesus hold the children up, right? Hold the children up and bless him with his hand, right? Jesus loved children, right? But I think the Bible really did not talk about maybe Jesus need to squat down to hold it, right? What do you think? How did Jesus hold the Bible in his arms? You can imagine, right? One way is like grab her hair. And then hold it over there, right? But, well, I cannot imagine Jesus do things like that because it's too rude, right? The only thing is that 蹲下抱起按手, right? It's only more rational. So maybe it's not recorded in the Bible, but it's rational to explain that way. Jesus humble himself, or you know, when you deal with children, really, many of you take an airplane, right? How do the steward talk to you when they need to talk to you for a long time? They are trained to squash down and your first level is the same with their level, right? If the steward, 是不是叫 steward? 空服员? If the steward like talk to you for a long time, always talk to you like this, how do you feel? Or you don't feel comfortable. So usually they are taught, they are trained that they kind of squash down. So the first level is the same. I think to deal with children is the same, right? I mean, even though the Bible omits that, but it's only rational to me to say that Jesus squashed down, hold it up, and bless the baby. This is the love of Jesus Christ. Now, for example, the Bible never say Peter. The Bible only said Peter walked on the water, right? And then he sink, right? And then he cried out, right? And then Jesus go to save him, right? And it only naturally to think about later on Jesus hold his hand and walking to the boat. Only nature. This is only rational result that Jesus hold his hand and walk to the boat, right? Agree? Are you agree with me? I'm trying to say that when you read Bible story, you do not want to invent new stuff for sure. But some rational stuff may be very touching. But you can only see it when you put your shoes in that situation. Understand my point? But of course, you cannot invent something that very 太天马行空也不行啊. Imaginative to a point that people think that, oh, it don't make any sense. You try to draw teaching from out of it, it don't make any sense. Understand my point? Okay. Familiarity will numb your feeling. I don't have time to go into details. Pay attention to the cause and effect and what can be applied to our life. When you give a sermon, again, very important is what can we apply to our life. Application is very important. The third point, C, is always application. And the conclusion, what can we apply to our life? This is an example of event. You draw event from the Bible. This is an example is from John chapter 21. John 21, Jesus told disciples, come and eat breakfast. I was touched by this story, by this event. Because we can divide this story into 3 points, right? I say 3 points, right? The 3 point is that looking for food. And Jesus said, child, do you have any food? And the third point is that come to eat. When the Bible said looking for food, there are 3 points, 3 sub-points. Remember ABC? ABC, right? A is that they may have difficulties with their life. Because those women who supported Jesus and they all departed from one another. The one in charge of money back, Judah, is not there anymore. So it's only natural to think about they are hungry, they have difficulties. And we can see that experience provided with effort may not equal to success. So experienced Peter, effort, catch fish for whole night, but catch none, right? And then it says that, then application is what? In every life, you bring down to nowadays, maybe you are very experienced, you put a lot of effort, why you are not successful? Because you depart from Jesus for a long time, for far away. Jesus was at the bank waiting for them to come back, but they are far away, walking at their own direction. This is application you can mention. This is first point. Time is up. I will continue to share about this one. So you get an idea of how to write your sermon notes, right? Okay, let's pray in silence.